With the loss of her two brothers tragically during her 17th year, they moved out shortly after the second death. And it was owned several times since, but no one ever stayed long. It's said that the boys still haunt the house. There have been several exorcisms to cleanse the property. But now it sits vacant. Once Sharon and I broke in and held a seance. We fell asleep, she in my arms. She woke up abruptly and told me they just came to me in my dream. She cried till sunrise. I walked her back to her place, her eyes tired from crying. And she was a mess. And her burden, unfortunately, was too much for me to bear. I flew home the next morning, and I thought about it as California lay so distant below me. Our love had become that same distant feeling. I'd eventually began seeing someone in Southern California. Sharon